The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I met a man who I was visiting his wife in the hospital who was in a coma. And the man said to me, told me how much he admired his wife, and he told me the story. He said that one day he was fixing his washing machine, and he got some grease on the floor. So he turned to his wife and he said, "Can you hand me a rag to clean up the mess?" And the wife said, "No, I cannot give you a rag to clean up the mess because I'm too busy wearing it." The next day he said, I went to work and told him what his wife had said and responded. And at that moment, the boss doubled his pay. The man said to me, he says, "You know, I should have asked for a raise a long time ago." You know, it's a good thing to ask. We should ask when we need something. You know, as you probably know, my father is 92 years old. He's in good shape and he works. He works all the time. He works as a carpenter and contractor. He still does at 92. And the reason why he does is because he likes what he does. And the reason why he likes what he does is because he's good at it. So he particularly works for this company. And this company already has a carpentry crew. And they do all the jobs that needed to be done. But when there's a job that's too difficult for them, when it's just too much for them, or they need some more knowledge, like building spiral staircase, or replacing a rotted board that's holding up the building, or figuring out how many shingles you need to finish the roof, or to how to hang a double steel door, they call my father. Apparently, the ladies in the office think it's cruel to call a 90-year-old man to come in to do the most difficult hardship jobs of the company. So sometimes they don't call. But you know what my father does when they don't call? He waits. He waits by the phone because they eventually will call because they want to do, because they want to tap into my father's experience, his knowledge, and his skill. Think about that for a minute. You have God who has all this power, all of this knowledge. Wouldn't you want to tap into that? We were supposed to ask. That's why we want to, that's why we pray. This is what we're supposed to do. So the man in the gospel is blind. He asks Jesus for help. Of course, he gets yelled at for doing it. But he's persistent. And then he gets the, "You want me to do for you?" What do you do? What do you do if God came to you and asked that question to you? What can I do for you? You know what you do? I'll tell you what to do. You aim high. That's what you do. You aim very high. And that's what the blind man did. He aimed as high as he could. I want to see. Now the two of the disciples, James and John, were asked the same question. Jesus asked the exact same question to them. And they got a little ridiculed for that because, you know why? They wanted the seats on the right and the seats on the left. They didn't aim high enough. You can go higher than that. I'll tell you, if God ever appeared to me and asked me, what do you want me to do for you? I know the answer. I know the answer. Lord, I want to see you so I can follow you like the blind man.